live on Blog Talk Radio for GSU Panther Zone. That little chime means it's time to turn the... Just kidding. Happy hump day, everybody. Everybody, we made it to a Wednesday. Only a couple more days from Friday. Day is a day to me. Everything is a great, joyous occasion and day. So hopefully everybody's weeks are going well. Obviously fun things to talk about. Always tons and tons of fun stuff to talk about. We'll talk some baseball. A little end of the year awards. You know, the Athletic Association had their end of the year awards. I'll recap the football and baseball related people who won those. But, I want to start off with, you know, we don't always talk other sports, but I feel like these are things that we need to discuss. And, of course, that would be the men's golf team. The men's golf team, with their victory over the weekend, will advance to their fourth straight NCAA regional Invitational tournament. That's a feat all into itself. I want to congratulate all the coaches and players, and especially a good friend of the show and athletic director. He makes sure that all things golf happen the way they should, and just all around super dude. Mike Holmes, who just recently had a birthday as well, happy birthday as well on that, and he is actually our social media shout out for the day. So, congratulations, Mike. But, yeah, congratulations to the men's golf team. You know, golf's a fun game. It's always meant a lot to me. I grew up playing it. My grandfather's, my father, and a lot of other people, friends and family play. I still continue to play when I can. Don't get as much time as I'd like, but I think every golfer says that. We're having some technical difficulties there, trying to work through those. But, social media shout-out to Mike Holmes. Thanks for all that. I've had a lot of good conversations with you because he also does some football stuff and a lot of other stuff as well. Fantastic dude. Shout-out Mike, the golf team, and all the coaches. But, let's talk some baseball. Let's start with those end-of-the-year awards before we get into some scores. The end-of-the-year awards went pretty good. Actually, they went fantastic. Didn't get a chance to attend myself, but from all who attended, they said they had a fantastic time. Your baseball winners for academic MVP was Rhett Harper because of his 4.15 GPA. Might be double mine. So, congratulations, Rhett. Team MVP was Ryan Blanton. Very well deserved there as well. Freshman of the year went to Hunter Gaddis, and he was the overall freshman of the year as well. Congratulations, Hunter, on that. Remember, if you get a chance, he usually pitches on Saturdays. Go check him out. And Jack Thompson has been named the SAAC executive to the executive board. He will be the treasurer for the 2017-2018 school year. Congratulations to all those guys and the rest of the team. you keep doing us proud. Now, let's talk a little bit about the weekend for your Georgia State Panthers, my Georgia State Panthers, for baseball. And as we go to the diamond, of course, you remember last Wednesday we were against Georgia Tech. I was trying to give you some updates as that was going along while the game was going on. The Georgia Tech Jackets moved to 18-18 on the year as they beat the Georgia State Panthers 7-0. That made us 13-23 at that point. Pretty much, Romero Greer had two hits, and Brandon Gonzalez had one. And that was pretty much the extent of our offense. It happens. Let's see. Schneiderjohn. Dan Schneiderjohn went seven scoreless innings, only gave up three hits, struck out four. Caton Gibson and Micah Carpenter in to pitch the last couple innings for Georgia Tech. Schneiderjohn is now 2-3. He got the win. The loss goes to Brandon Baker. Brian White actually came in for five scoreless, only gave up three hits as well. Walked three, struck out four. Brandon came in, gave up a couple runs. They ended up being the game deciders, unfortunately. He's really come along, though. He's having some issues. They've moved him to some more relief work. And I think he's got his confidence up, and he's got his control in a better spot. Just, sometimes you get hit by a better team. And on Wednesday, Georgia Tech was the better team. Liam Henry, Logan Barnett, and Will White all got work in this game as well. It moves us along to Friday, where we went up to Boone, North Carolina, to take on the Appalachian State Mountaineers. And we were able to pick up the victory 8-6 on Friday. Moved us to, let's see, 14-23. We're 4-12 overall. Appalachian State is also having a year like us. They are 14-24, 4-12 up to this point in the division. Big hitters for us. Ryan Blanton had two hits, two runs, and three RBIs. Justin Jones had three hits and two RBIs. Darius Sewell with a big hit. Peyton Mann with a couple big hits. Will Kilgore with a big hit and two RBIs. And Jaden Willard had a hit as well. Total 10 of those in all, along with the two errors and the two-run overall win. Will Kilgore hit his fourth home run of the year. Bryce Conley started, went one-tenth of an inning, gave up two runs, one hit, and walked one. Going to check on the status of him. May have got a little dinged up there. Hunter Gaddis came in for and ended up taking the victory. Went six and a third total innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, two of them earned, walked one, and struck out six. Tanner Thompson came in for the save. He went two plus innings on that one, didn't give up a run. Hunter Gaddis is now 4-3. Colin Smith takes the loss. He is 5-5, and Tanner Thompson with his first save of the year. Yeah, I got to check on what happened to Bryce there because it's a little unorthodox. I was not personally at the game and have not heard back yet, so hope to hear something soon. It moved us to Saturday's game up in Boone, North Carolina, where your Georgia State Panthers put one run on the board, and Appalachian State put five more than that. They pick up the victory 6-5, 15-24 on the year for them, 5-12 in the division. We are 4-13 in the division, 14-24. Big hitters for us, Nick Gatewood had three, Ryan Blanton, Jarrett Hood, and Jalen Willard all had one apiece. The lone RBI goes to Jarrett Hood. Luke Watts goes seven innings, gives up just the one run in the victory for Appalachian State. He is 2-4 on the year. Devin Vayner goes three innings, gives up the three runs, goes 0-1 on the year. It's kind of shook up our Saturday, having our Saturday started going Friday. So, we'll see a little bit more things like that. Matt Brill ends up with the save. That is his third overall for Appalachian State this year. Now that moves us to the finale on Sunday, where once again your Georgia State Panthers picked up the one run, and Appalachian State put a baker's dozen up, and they take the victory. Big hitters for us, the Ryan Blanton, who had two hits and accounted for one run. Nick Gatewood had a hit and an RBI. Jared Hood had a hit. Jalen Willard had two. And that was pretty much the extent of our offense. Now, this was a run differential game. It ended after seven. Your winning pitcher is Travis Holden, who went five innings, only gave up the one run. He is 2-7 on the year. Jordan Lee for Georgia State takes the loss. He is now 1-2, and nobody had the save. Now, of course, that moves us to the upcoming schedule. Going to have a short show tonight, probably, and get you guys on your merry way. Upcoming schedule this Friday, of course, that would be 2 days from now. We will be at home versus UL Monroe. I can't be right. Is it? Yep, I was right. I was looking at two different screens. Yes, UL Monroe will be in this weekend. Friday is a 6 p.m. first pitch. Saturday afternoon is a 2 p.m. first pitch. And Sunday is a 1 p.m. first pitch against University of Louisiana Monroe. Always tough, and those are conference games. Now, also next week, before we come on here, the last game may just be starting. Next week, though, Tuesday, we'll be in Minneapolis to take on the University of Minnesota. That is a 7:30 first pitch both Tuesday and Wednesday. Like I said, the Wednesday game may be started by the time we come on. If we do, we'll try to give as many updates as we can. Some of you guys ask about the football schedules and such. You can go to georgiastatesports.com. It has all the info on it. It is a very easy, navigatable website. You can find pretty much anything you would like on there. And if you can't find it, either hit me up and I'll put you into the people that will, or there's some other places on here that you can go and ask those questions. But it's going to do it for us tonight. Like I said, short show. Shout out to the golf team for their big win. Shout out to all the guys and girls and other sports athletes that have been doing fantastic for Georgia State this year. And shout out to you guys for tuning in. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. Shout out once again, social media shout out to Mike Holmes. We'll see you guys next week. Go Panthers.
These guys are warriors.